We go together like
peas and carrots.
The Peas and Carrots Podcast, sharing life from our piece of the vegetable patch. Brian and Kayla Sanders.
Welcome to the Peas and Carrots Podcast.
I'm Brian.
And I'm Kayla.
Good to have you along this week. And
this is going to be a very special part one of two podcasts that we had the privilege of sitting down with your executive assistant, Adam Reed, and his wife, Tricia. And so we'll get to that in a minute, but let's start here. What's up in the Cabbage Patch?
We're very busy right now.
Yes, we are.
We're in the middle of our fundraising season. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, it just began. It's like a week old, I guess.
Yeah. We will have 3 weeks to go as of the time this drops. So, yeah.
Lots of caffeine.
We're in the thick of it.
Seeing God move, stories
very little
coming
sleep.
In.
So, yeah.
It's good.
And in the midst of all this, for those of you who know me or have followed us for a while in this crazy adventure, I love sweets, but I've been trying really, really hard to choose fresh food and not junk, and man, this is hard. So, yeah, even chocolate, which we took like a 3-year hiatus from each other. We broke up for a while because of COVID, but
are y'all back on speaking terms?
Certain kinds of chocolate, yeah.
Is there a certain
kind that
you enjoy?
But I don't crave it like I, not really, not like I used to.
You're eating this Hue chocolate?
It's pretty good. It's all natural. It doesn't have a lot of additives, so.
Oh.
And it's dark chocolate. I can only do dark chocolate now. But yeah, so there's this meme, all of that to say this. It's a dog, and he's sitting in front of a wall with a hole in it. And it says, I miss carbs. I ate a wall. So,
so
I feel like that's who I am right
yes.
now.
But, yes. Yeah. Preach, sister. So Sunday morning, we were leaving for church. And let me just say this. I love pins.
Mm-hmm.
And Adam Reed.
You have a little bit of a fetish over pins. But
Adam Reed, who you'll hear from in a few moments, he's my executive assistant. He also is one of my very best friends in the world. For Christmas, he got me a Darth Vader pin.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved it. I mean, it writes well. I mean, I love a good pin. So I went and ordered. I found out where they came from. Went and got the Kylo Ren pin, R2-D2 pin, and an extra Darth Vader one. Well, Sunday morning, I just put the Kylo Ren pin in my Bible.
And I am sitting in our women's Sunday school class.
So I get to church. I drop you off at the door. Mm-hmm. We get to church. And I go to the back seat to get my Bible out to walk in for Sunday school. I don't see the pin. Well, I look all over that truck. I look outside the truck. And I go into church. And I'm walking by your Sunday school class.
Stick your head in and say, Kay, do you have my Kylo Ren pin? Do you know where it is?
And five or six ladies' heads, they
turned
and looked at me. And our director of ministries, her name is Christy Schrader. She says, I think that's fantastic that you have a Kylo Ren pin. And she says, would you like a normal pin? I said, no, it's not a Kylo Ren pin. But good news.
We found your pin.
In the front yard.
In the front yard when we got home from church. Yeah. So, yeah.
I'm pretty happy about that. So we spent some time with Adam and Tricia Reed. Okay. And we're going to introduce them to you.
Mm-hmm.
He will tell his story.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to come back and we're going to comment on some things that they said. We think that this is going to be a powerful, powerful time. And as promised, we are joined by Adam and Tricia Reed. Thanks for joining us today, guys.
It's good to be here. Thank you for having us, Brian and Kayla.
Let me just say this. Adam Reed is the director of digital media for the ministry that we serve at, Positive Alternative Radio. And his other role, which is his cross to bear, is you are my executive assistant.
Yeah.
So I get a break from you during the day.
So
I try and make your, you know, absorb some of it so that when he comes home at night,
Thank you, Adam.
A little easier for you, hopefully. Yeah,
this is my life. Y'all, this is my life.
And you're so blessed, Brian.
So Tricia and I try to take some of this off of you during the day, okay?
Mm-hmm. We attempt to balance it out there.
So Adam and I, we are great friends, but I also need you to know that Adam, I'm talking to the audience right now, but you also have a medical condition. Mm. And if you could tell us that story, and then we want to ask Tricia how y'all have seen God work through this in your marriage.
Sure. Yeah, I think it might be helpful to start just kind of explaining what the story is of the condition is. So a little bit of background into what my life is like. And my wife is such a support through all of it and has been even before we were married as things started to show up. So I started having some medical issues when I was about 16 and really didn't know that they were related to anything. It was just kind of like, okay, that's odd. And we just started to think that it was a one-time issue. And then about the time I was 20, shortly after, well, a month after really, we started dating, I had my lung collapse once. And I was like, okay, that was another really odd thing. It was just spontaneous. It just collapsed and went
for
to the doctor.
For a 20-year-old, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you're middle of college, you think you're kind of invincible at that point, you know, like you're supposed to be at your peak of health or so. And just, it, you know, kind of shuts you down. I ended up having surgery for that. Things looked like they recovered. And then a month to the day from the first time it collapsed again.
Oh, my.
And so they ended up doing the same surgery again, but it didn't work the second time. And so they ended up doing a very invasive surgery where they went in through, they cut some ribs, went in and worked on the lung itself to actually staple off a bunch of what essentially most people would think of as like blisters across the lung so that it couldn't collapse. And during that time, I was dating my wife and her family were in the area where the college were. And she stuck with me through all of that. Even got, did you get a speeding ticket?
A warning. I just got a warning.
On the way to the hospital, she was so intent on coming to see me, Brian. I want you to know she
cared.
Would
have been worth a ticket,
Tricia? Well, maybe it's just like
that. She paused. I like that.
I think maybe the more important thing is I probably was late, which maybe is something.
Late to what?
To like...
class?
To like when I was supposed to be here.
Oh, so when do you're supposed to be here? Yeah, well, I would have forgiven you for that, but I might not... might have to struggle with that delay. So yeah, she was there through all of that. Ended up, it was actually kind of funny. After I had my second surgery, it was a very long recovery just to be able to get up and walk around again, really, because of the amount of work they did. So it was multiple months. And she worked at camp that summer away from her home, just a few miles away. And I actually lived at her house with her parents. And so I got to know her parents real well. And they got to know me. And they still somehow put up with me after all that and liked me. So
maybe like you better.
they like me better than you. I don't think so. But yeah, so that kind of started it. And honestly, we didn't know what caused all that, but we kind of looked around a little bit, but thought, okay, that's probably over now. And then just through the years till now, it's just kind of been a constant roll of things. We had a lot of stuff pop up about the time our kids were born several years later. Lord's blessed us with three children, Audrey, Maddie, and Titus. And you know, we've just had a lot of issues come up. I've had over a dozen surgeries now, including two brain surgeries, three lung surgeries, and multiple other stuff, you know, cutting bones, connecting, reconnecting stuff that's coming out of socket. So it took us, I think we decided, we were talking about it last night, was it like?
Around 2013.
2013. So it took us like 13 years to finally get a diagnosis because it was a rare disease.
Oh, wow.
And so it's called Ehlers-Danlos syndrome. EDS is the short term, and it's a little bit more commonly known now because there's been some awareness projects around it, and there's various types of it. So, but for me, it's affected my whole body. So I live every day in pain. I can't remember what a day without pain is like.
And then God brought you into my life.
And then my pain tripled as I... okay, maybe not that bad. No, so then,
I have to interject here, though, in all seriousness, and I can't speak for Tricia because, again, home life, you know, you're entitled to be grumpy there. I have never seen Adam grumpy.
Never.
In as much pain as you wrestle, I just need to interject that you are one of the kindest and most gracious. And again, I know we all have our moments, so I'm sure Trisha's sitting there going, are we talking about the same person?
No, actually, I think especially specifically like hospital situations when things are serious, like he gets calmer.
Mm.
I might not necessarily.
But he's a great advocate.
You get calmer?
He's a huge advocate for me, and I'm more like, okay, like I kind of process
whatever.
It. And I actually get humorous at that. Like,
it's really bad. He gets
if
humorous,
I get really
like,
nervous
punchy,
about
so
something,
when you're facing death, you're cracking jokes.
If it's that serious, I'm cracking jokes, and then she knows I'm worried.
Okay.
But then there's an aspect where then I kind of get into like, okay, let's get things done.
But she's been a great advocate for me when I've not been able to speak for myself, literally, about what's going on. It's been a huge thing to have her and her support. Like, me being who I am today is obviously our savior is who we rely on in all of it, but it is a huge part to my wife.
I think we all have our moments.
Yeah, absolutely. Sure. Absolutely. I mean, I have a rib that's constantly out of place and other ones that separate if I move around too much from the sternum or from the spine. Oh. So it's like every breath is painful. Like it's just the way I live. And since then I've been diagnosed. Well, I have three rare diseases. So I'm just, you know, trying to add up and
what
be
are
a little
those?
More weird than I already am, Brian. So yeah, nothing on that.
What are those? I'm trying to be really nice to you.
It's not working. I can see it in your face.
You like, don't have a
so
straight face.
What are those three diseases?
So there's, of course, the EDS. And then I have autoimmune autonomic ganglionopathy, which is...
That sounds terrible.
Yeah, your body is attacking...
itself, right?
...yourself and eventually affects the small nerve fiber system. So it creates neuropathy in my heart, in my blood vessels, like how your body communicates to those to make them contract and regulate blood pressure or to like keep the blood flow flowing correctly throughout the whole body doesn't work properly. And that's why I have the monthly infusions that I have. They don't do anything for the pain or whatever. It's just to help the body not attack itself as much. So it can kind of attack the other things that I get. And then the other one's a bleeding disorder that's rare.
Yeah. Let me go back to what Kayla said. I've never heard you grumble. I've never heard you complain. Mm-mm. I'd be a walking complaint department. I just want to say that. And so part of the reason why we wanted to invite you two on the podcast is because you're both very humble. You lean into Christ more than I've ever seen. I mean, I don't understand that. So here's what I want to ask you two. How do you do that?
Well, first of all, I would say I don't feel like I'm those things. I feel like I have a long way to go in any of those areas. I think when you have nowhere else to turn, you're going to turn to various things. You have various options anyway to try and escape when you're in pain. One is to just dull it by looking for hope other places, right? And that never lasts. And I think there's been times that I've done that, you know, like tried to find relief and other things that could distract from the pain. I think the other thing is trying to put your hope in things that the world holds on to. And you realize when you're in a condition like mine that is only going to get worse over time, like those things aren't going to last either. So it kind of gives you a different perspective on life in some ways. The things that I would normally have held on to in life, the Lord has, because of his graciousness in allowing me to even have the stuff that I have, and I say that in a kind of a weird way because that sounds odd, but it's true. He's pulled some of the stuff that I would have naturally held on to away from me. And that's been not fun. That's been a whole lot of hard days, wouldn't you say, babe?
Yeah, I think one of the things we talked about with the kids last night, we were asking them, and they said, like, we didn't really have a choice. Like, it wasn't like we picked this. And so from that, then knowing that all good things, but also all things are from our Heavenly Father. So just seeing that as like, okay, it's not us choosing one thing or the other. It's that we've been given this and attempting to steward it well.
The Lord's given us this and we're attempting to steward it well.
Yeah.
How do you look at your husband who you know is in pain and say, okay, God, you've given this to us. Help me see this as something good and to steward it. Because I find that kind of faith amazing.
I think it's part of what we have, like just in our faith, trusting in Christ. And if we trust him right for eternity, right? So if I'm trusting him for eternity, then I'm also trusting him for today.
Yeah.
So if he's big enough for our eternity, then he's enough for what he has given today. And I think just remembering like the world is broken, right? Like all of us live in a broken world. So our broken is every day, each of us. So when we say like, well, this situation, like he's not grumpy or whatever, but I also see it as like, okay, we have a choice today.
Yeah.
Just like what I tell my kids every day. Okay, you have a choice. Like, what are you going to choose? And so if I'm living for myself, yeah, this isn't fair. I don't want to do this. And we have those. We have to fight that. It's not that it's not a battle.
Yeah, for sure.
But it's making sure our perspective is correct of like, I don't deserve easy. That's not what Christ has called us to.
Yeah. And I think we've kind of come back many times to like, if I understand scripture correctly, what I deserve is death and separation from God forever in hell. That's what I deserve. And so anything less than that is his grace. And that still doesn't sound fun and cheery sometimes, like we want, like we want always like, well, the gospel, everything will be great. Well, the gospel doesn't say that life on this earth is going to be all roses and happiness and, you know, rainbow. Like it's going to be hard. Like it makes it clear that life on this earth is still going to be hard. And as a believer, there'll be difficult things. And I think some of the hardest things we had to wrestle with is like the death of what you thought were dreams about what life would be like. Like thinking like
you got stuck with me.
Yeah, that I mean every day, Brian, 3 a.m. to 5 a.m. on my knees. But no, it's like life is not what we expected it. It's just so
I think we
different.
Say this is plan what?
Like this is yeah, we're like are we through the alphabet and starting over again on what we thought? Because then you get a new diagnosis and you're like, okay, well then this changes. And struggling with, you know, like, okay, I want my kid wants me to go play ball with them and not able to do that right now. Or it's just those little life moments that you think about and you're like, okay, like I don't want my kids to have to deal with this issue. Like, I'd rather them just have a normal dad. And I struggled with that for quite some time. But I mean, this is a very simple truth. I don't know why it took me so long to realize it. And then why it's taken me so long to go, like, I have to remind myself of it is that God chose to put them in this family. And he has promised to give me grace for whatever he puts in my path. He has chosen to put them here. And he has promised to give them grace for what he puts in their path. And part of that is the family he's placed them into. And so we've seen God work in ways in their lives through it too, even though it's, you know, not always been easy.
How do the kids respond to this?
Yeah.
Before we started recording, you were telling us a story about this.
Yeah. So we have, you know, just as any, like they're all completely different. So we have one that is absolutely fascinated with the medical field and she wants to conquer. Like she wants to figure out and solve problems.
Yeah.
So I think some of that is because of what she has seen. And she loves to see when IVs are put in and all the details. Like she's
she would
there.
Put it in herself if we'd let her. She'd be happy to.
And we have one that is incredibly just, she has a huge heart and hates to see anyone suffer. And so her processing looks differently. So in those aspects of giving them space, first of all, to be able to discuss how they feel, what they think, but also encouraging like, hey, it's okay to struggle.
Yeah.
Giving openness of like, yeah, it stinks. It's hard. And not pretending it's not.
Yeah. And I think that's one thing I've had to work through over the years. I used to think I had to have like some sort of Pollyanna attitude toward it. Like rejoice in all things. Like I just need to be happy about it and be like, well, this is what God's given me. This is great, guys. You know, like just rah, rah, rah. This is super. It's okay. And just over the years coming around, like, no, it stinks. But
God's given us an array of emotions.
Yeah. Exactly.
He doesn't expect us just to be joyful all the time. Yeah.
Yeah. Like I can, it's okay to be sad about things.
Sure.
Like we live in a broken world and it's not only unnatural, it's
unhealthy.
It's unhealthy in the sense that if we're looking for hope where it should be, which is in eternity.
Yeah.
These sad things help us to see and want eternity and forever and eternity in a healthy, better way than if we just act like everything's okay.
To know Adam, you would never believe he's lived with chronic pain for as much of his life as he has. Because I'm just keeping it real. He is not an Eeyore. He is one of the most encouraging and humorous people that we've ever had the chance to do life with. Would you agree?
I agree. He razzes me, and you've heard some of that there.
Mm-hmm.
And let me say this. He's one of the most cheerful people.
Yeah.
He's the most cheerful person I've ever met. Even as he carries all this, he's cheerful. He aggravates me. Mm-hmm. He tells me jokes. He smiles. And I sit there in amazement at that because that convicts me because I don't have three rare diseases.
And yet someone that does can take the time and is willing to embrace the fact that your role requires a lot, that it's very heavy, it bears a lot of responsibility. And so Adam's great delight is in finding ways that he can come alongside you and gift you information that you might need or a joke to dispel some tension. He's not focused on how much he's hurting or how difficult his day mm-hmm. is. He is looking for ways to make someone else's day less difficult. And he does this for like 60 team members in PAR. In very different ways, he finds moments for encouragement.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible.
There was another powerful statement. And again, we're going to let you, the listener, sit with your own takeaways. So we're just going to share a few of ours. It's easy to look everywhere for relief.
Yeah.
And I thought that was very powerful, and we're all guilty of it. But realizing that when we have nowhere else to turn, we can and should turn to Christ.
That moved me.
So powerful.
That just...
Because we all have our crutches.
It reminds me of a phrase that my friend Rock Collins once said. He says, I've reached the bottom. And it was there that I found the solid rock.
Whew.
Adam said, I can't remember what a day without pain is like. That's a foreign concept to me because I have many pain-free days.
I wasn't in college starting to deal with a debilitating illness.
Yeah, collapsed lung.
I mean, just the very thought of how many, it took them 13 years to get a diagnosis.
Unreal.
It's unimaginable. It was sweet seeing how in times of great stress, God gave each of them strengths and continues to. We even saw this sitting with them at lunch that day. He cracks jokes. And it was interesting. I learned something about Adam that typically when he's trying to use humor, it's because he's deflecting something else. So I will be mindful to that moving forward. But Tricia is me in stressful situations. She becomes the take charge, get answers.
What do I do?
You freak out. And that's okay. It's just in the moment when there is a stressful situation.
I feel so manly right now.
I felt this tug in my heart that God gives her the strength in those moments to be his advocate. He even called her that. And it was very beautiful. And that's how it looks sometimes. Mm. So, yeah.
I loved seeing in the room, to build on what you're saying, is that her role of being an advocate and seeing how God has meshed them together.
Yeah.
And they complement each other.
Oh, they really do.
Because as the stress gets higher, he gets funnier. And so...
But and she gets serious.
More serious, and she has to ask questions.
Yeah.
So I find it interesting how God puts our lives together.
Yeah. And it was really special seeing them together and realizing how perfect they are for each other. There was one other thing that Adam said in this part, and again, we're excited to share the second episode next week, but he referred to stewarding it well.
Mm.
Will others be drawn to Christ because of how he handles these struggles? And he and Tricia both referenced this because after 10 minutes with them, I cannot imagine a more authentic way to sum them up. Is that they want to steward this struggle well.
That's a foreign concept to me. I got to be honest with you. Because I want it to get over.
Yeah. You're looking for an out.
I'm looking for an out. I'm looking for relief. He's looking to how to steward it well.
Yeah.
How to live it well. That killed me. Tricia made a statement that if the Lord's enough to get us to eternity, then he's enough to get us through today.
Yeah.
That's going to become a little quote card for me, because there are days when I feel like he has abandoned me, that he doesn't care, that he's left me.
Mm.
But I look at them and I'm not carrying near what they're carrying.
Yeah.
And so be of good cheer, be of hope that if he keeps his promises that Jesus came just to die for us and yet he's going to get us to heaven, well, then certainly he can get us through the problems of today.
Yes.
We hope that you've been encouraged by today's podcast. We know that we have been, our hearts have been encouraged.
And we want to end with something special. So for the first two people who go to our website and answer this question correctly, you will win a Peas and Carrots coffee mug and some cute stickers. We always refer to them. But when you go to our website, look for the trivia button, click that. You'll go to the peasandcarrotspodcast.com website. Click that trivia button. Share with us a verse that sustained you in times of struggle.
That's good.
And we will actually share that with Adam and Tricia.
Oh.
So if you will do that, we're not going to ask you a cutesy trivia question this week. We want to encourage the encouragers. So
what's a verse that carries you through hard times? Simply go to our website.
PeasandCarrotsPodcast.com.
Look for the trivia button and answer that question.
Share that verse with
us. There you go.
You can search the Peas and Carrots Podcast wherever you get your podcasts or visit our website, PeasandCarrotsPodcast.com. When you do, please don't forget to subscribe to the podcast.
You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Just search for the Peas and Carrots Podcast.
For more about the Peas and Carrots Podcast and to reach out to Brian and Kayla, visit PeasandCarrotsPodcast.com. Life's not perfect. That's why God gave us friends like Melody and Candy. Check out QuirksBumpsAndBruises.com or search Quirks, Bumps, and Bruises wherever you listen to podcasts.